Kyrie Irving.
It's a Tuesday night matchup between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Cleveland Cavaliers. During a timeout, a sort of cannon is wheeled onto the court and begins blasting T-shirts out into the crowd. But on this night, rolled up in each shirt is a microbial sampling kit. It seems like a curious combination, a basic scientific research tool at a big city public stadium. But for the researchers at the Argonne National Laboratory in Chicago, it's the logical method for building the Earth microbiome map, to plot which microbes appear in which locations all over the Earth.
And we tried to collect samples from around 4,000 cell phones and shoes from people at these various events.
David Coyle is a research scientist at UC Davis who's working on the project.
The idea there is to look at what we call biogeography, which is a fancy way of saying who lives where. You know, what sort of microbes do we find on the feet of people at the San Antonio Spurs game versus the San Francisco 49ers versus sort of different areas of the country.
So why shoes and cell phones?
Shoes are interesting because they serve as sort of a microbial collection device. Everywhere you go, you pick up microbes, and then we can sort of just look at that by swabbing your shoe instead of having to, you know, crawl all over the neighborhood.
One clear part of the research has already shown that it's different on shoes than it is on cell phones.
That's Darlene Cavalier, founder of the citizen science website SciStarter. She's also the project director for this effort.
People are tracking their shoes all over the place. You would think that that would show a little bit more of a diversity in the microbial makeup. Most of the junk and the diversity is on your cell phone more than your shoe.
David Coyle thinks it's because our cell phones are in closer contact with the microbial soup that's in and on us.
The things we find on a cell phone are human-associated microbes. They're the things we normally find on skin and other surfaces that we're in contact with a lot.
It's a big project, yet the whole world, about 7 billion people, trillions of microbes on every one of us and everything we own. Each of the 4,000 samples might contain hundreds of microbes, but it still sounds like a raindrop in the ocean.
What that gives us is a snapshot. So it's 4,000 samples that maybe can start to develop a look at patterns, how microbes behave based on where they're found.
Once it's all compiled, the database will be a huge asset for scientists. For example, by better understanding the microbial population, researchers can refine our knowledge of ecosystems and how they function. But the project coordinators hope it'll be used by all kinds of people.
All of that data will be available on our website in an interactive format, so people will be able to actually explore the data themselves and ask questions like, how do microbes differ between football fans and baseball fans?
That 4,000 sample mark is in sight, with about 700 to go. There's a big push this month, including at the Philadelphia Science Festival, which begins on April 25th. For The Pulse, I'm Kimberly Haas.